During this last legislative session, a bill was passed that gave direction to the Utah Department of Health to apply for Medicaid expansion waiver called the 2017 Adult Expansion Group. It's now up to the Utah Department of Health's Medicaid agency to get official public comments about the health coverage improvement plan that could provide medical coverage to some of Utah's poorest adults.
Well, we've received about 3 dozen comments during the comment period.
That's Tom Hudako with the Utah Department of Health.
It could be a situation where people feel like they've had ample opportunity to comment in the legislative setting rather than commenting specifically to the health department.
Hudako says that comment period has been open for about 25 of the 30 days that will be available. During that time, the Utah Department of Health held 3 public hearings along with informal meetings to probe for comments about the proposal.
The waiver creates a new eligibility population on the Medicaid program. It will expand Medicaid to approximately 9,000 to 11,000 Utahns who are currently not eligible.
This includes parents with dependent children earning up to 60% of the federal poverty level, or adults without dependent children earning up to 5% of the federal poverty level who are chronically homeless, involved with the criminal justice system, those needing substance abuse, or mental health treatment.
Yeah, the only comments that will be considered during part of the waiver process are the comments that we received during this 30-day period that we're currently in.
Official public comments are due by June 8th. The state will then review those comments and revise the waiver and submit the final draft to the federal government on July 1st for approval, which can take up to several months. Hudako says he hopes the federal government reaches a decision by the end of 2016 and the Utah Department of Health can begin accepting applications and enrolling newly eligible people by January 1st. To submit your official comment, visit upr.org for more details. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.